So good morning, everyone. Barack Obama got his takeaway on the way to the G20 summit in Toronto for this weekend. He's going to be looking at a compromise.
Absolutely.
House and Senate reconciled version of a financial overhaul bill.
Looking over the same news we're looking at right now,
exactly.
I bet.
Exactly. And the discussion at the G20 summit will be all about whether that regulatory package is a template for other regulations.
Internationally and as well. This is something that all countries are considering.
As world leaders consider the mechanism for the global recovery, which is certainly going to be the main topic there at the G20. But here in the United States, investors in homes and real estate have their own problems to be concerned about. For the last 2 months, Les, I don't know if you noticed this, even though foreclosure activity was down a bit, banks have had to repossess homes from defaulters at a record rate for 2 months in a row. In April, it was a record. In May, it was a record. And some of those defaulters, of course, are desperate people whose dream of home ownership crashed in the recession. But others, while not smiling, are more a result of just doing the math. Paying their mortgage makes no sense on a property that has declined so much in value. It makes more sense to simply walk away. We've talked about this before, but now Fannie Mae, which owns, I was checking this out overnight, which owns as many homes as a city the size of Seattle.
Wow, yeah. Is that true?
Is that amazing? Yeah. Wants to turn the incentives around and keep people from walking away from their homes. Louise Story, of course, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Do you know that? Fannie Mae owns as many homes as are in Seattle?
Yeah, Fannie and Freddie, its sister, about 30 million homes. They control the mortgages on about 30 million homes, a lot.
And when they put in a program that's going to punish or reduce the incentive for people to walk away from their homes, Jeff Horton, they're thinking about you, aren't they, buddy?
Yes, they are.
Jeff Horton is foreclosing on two properties, his home where he lives now and a condo where he used to live and now rents. He's on the line from Orlando, Florida. Fannie Mae has put in a punishment, which we'll talk about in a moment, or has proposed a punishment, for so-called strategic defaulters. Would you say that you are a strategic defaulter, Jeff Horton?
Without question. I mean, I own the two properties, and, you know, should I choose, I can afford the mortgages. I'm just, I'm choosing not to.
And you can pay them, but it makes more sense for you to just walk away, right?
Yeah, I mean, the mortgage on my home is $2,200 a month. The mortgage on my condo is $1,200 a month, and I can go rent the exact same property next door for $1,100 or $1,200 a month. So for me, it makes the most sense to walk away and put all that money into other investments.
Hey, what do they say? Business is business. There's no morality here. This is just business. So you made an agreement. Things changed. It's time to move on. Is that sort of your mentality, Jeff?
I struggled with it for a while. It took me 3 or 4 months of negotiating with the banks to try to defer principal, lower interest rates, work with them somehow, but they just wouldn't work with me. You know, the rule at the time said that the banks were allowed to refinance up to 125% of a home's value, and at the time, my house was worth half, so they would have had to refinance 200%. So they wouldn't work with me at all. So for me, I just had to make the decision to walk away.
All right. So Jeff Horton describing here Louise's story that he threw in the towel. In some sense, Fannie Mae, by proposing this regulation, and let's describe it in just a moment, is also throwing in the towel on the other kinds of incentives that have allowed banks to refinance and keep people in their homes. What is Fannie Mae proposing?
Well, you know, you just heard Jeff. He's sitting there doing the math. Does it make sense for me to stay or should I go? And what Fannie's trying to do here is change the calculation, change the math. Because when we sit down and make our financial decisions, you not only think of the costs that Jeff described, what am I spending per month owning versus renting, you also think about how does this affect my future. And as I've talked to homeowners in recent months about their decisions to walk away, one of the things that has struck me is that several have said to me, you know, even if I walk away, I can get a government-backed loan again in a couple years.
And mortgage rates are at record lows now, so there are all kinds of incentives to actually get in quickly, even though you are going to take a hit to your credit rating, and Jeff Horton, I'm sure, is expecting that. But what does Fannie want to do?
So what they want to do is say, you're not going to get a Fannie-backed loan anytime soon. If you walk away and you could have afforded to stay, Fannie will not let you get a backed loan by them for 7 years. This is draconian. Even if you've had multiple bankruptcy filings, for instance, in the last 7 years, you only have to wait 5 years to get a Fannie backed. That's right. If you've only had one bankruptcy filing and it was a Chapter 13, in some cases, you only wait 2 years. So this is really upping the punishment for walking away.
Louise, I'm really smart here. Okay, so I'm not going to go to Fannie Mae. I'm going to get a mortgage somewhere else. Fannie Mae doesn't have. I'll go to Acme Mortgages over here, right?
Well,
I do that?
A big question will be whether Freddie follows. You know, between the two of them, they control so much of the market. Freddie often follows Fannie's decisions. But keep in mind, a lot of the private lenders that were alternatives to Fannie and Freddie are gone. And so right now, if you want a loan, Fannie and Freddie-backed loans are most of the ones that Bank of America, Chase, when you go in there and get a loan, a lot of the ones you're getting are backed by
Fannie and Freddie.
That's right.
I mean, the headline in this story, it's in fine print, though, is that this is all about the federal government essentially having a huge footprint in the housing industry on all sides, right?
The federal government is running the housing industry right now. You know that in 2008, they stepped in and took over Fannie and Freddie, and we, the taxpayers, have put up to, you know, several hundred billion dollars to bail out and run these companies. And of course, another arm of the government, the FHA, is also backing loans.
Well, this is the part that kind of irks me, is that it is taxpayer dollars that saved Fannie Mae and Freddie. And there are people who are in Jeff's situation who are going to do themselves financial harm by staying their mortgage. Jeff, I mean, you said you could afford your mortgage, but it's not good for your finances, right?
Well, for me, it's great for my finances.
No, I mean, for you to stay in those mortgages wouldn't be good.
Oh, correct.
Well, let's find out. Louise just said it was draconian for Fannie and if Freddie follows suit to put in a 7-year ban on you getting another Fannie Mae mortgage. Is that going to hurt you, Jeff?
In my particular situation, no, because I'm not looking to jump right back into anything long term. You know, I was told from the get-go that you can expect 5 to 7 years anyway. So to me, 7 years is not a surprise or a shock, or it's not going to affect me really at all. I'd rather go rent somewhere and not have to worry about property maintenance, taxes, insurance, and all that stuff, and still save half every month.
Well, buddy, Jeff, we'll talk to you in 2017, okay? See how you're doing?
Thank you.
Jeff Horton currently foreclosing on two properties, his house where he lives now and a condo where he used to live and now rents. And 7 years banned by Fannie and Freddie doesn't necessarily affect him. Louise Story, a sort of final thought there?
Well, you know, it sounds like Jeff doesn't want to own. And the big question is maybe we're all becoming wannabe renters, not wannabe owners.
The American dream.
People won't care about
renting.
This.
There you
renting.
Go. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.